Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure, especially when we get a chance to bring our good friend Rob Levin back on the show. Rob is the founder, CEO, editor-in-chief, and cost accountant at RSL Media. He's his company that I've watched him found and watched him succeed with. That is actually, that's the second company I've watched him found and be successful with. He's the former CEO of New York Enterprise Report, which is an amazing success story. And he's our good friend. He's been a member of our Brain Trust now for coming up on 15 years. Rob Levin, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Do I get a jacket or something?
You get an email. That's okay. The gift.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
Oh yeah. So and CPA too, right? I mean, you got that those letters on the end.
I no longer practice, but I did spend 4 years as CPA with one of the big guys.
But that tells you what kind of a brain he's got inside between his ears there, folks. So okay, Rob. One of the things that we were just talking about a variation on this theme earlier with our good friend Tom Asacker, on how creative we all have to be. And we weren't talking about being creative artistically. We were talking about just being creative with how we are proactive with the world. And you've identified five things that we need to be proactive about. Things that are either going to, we're either part of the problem or part of the solution, and we're either leading the way or we're going to get run over, right?
Yeah. And I mean, I think everybody who's listening, everybody who owns a business knows that a lot of things are changing, but there's so many things changing, and they're changing sometimes very quickly and in unpredictable ways, at least from the eyes of the business owner. I've identified these five ways based on discussions with many business owners, and as well as, just maybe taking a little bit of foresight. These are five ways that I would say, let's put it this way. Most businesses will be affected significantly by at least three of these, if not all five.
Yeah, and you know, you were talking about the way things are moving. The thing that I've been pointing out for a long time now is the problem is not change, because change has been part of human existence. The problem is the velocity of change. And now exactly. And Moore's Law is compounding it every 18 months, isn't it?
It might even be, I mean, I don't know how relevant this is, but it might even be more than Moore's Law. There might be other forces at play here.
I definitely think that Nesbitt's Law, what I call Nesbitt's Razor, overlays Moore's Law. And I think that's what we're dealing with right now is the technology is compressing the time between change. But we've got to the point now where humans are pushing back a little bit, and they're adopting on the one hand, and they're pushing back a little bit. You know, Nesbitt's Razor was what I call Nesbitt's Razor was the more high tech we have, the more high touch we will want. I do think that that's now impacting change. I'm not saying it's slowing it down. I just think it's affecting how we respond to it. What do you think?
Yeah, I as a matter of fact, let's just dive into number two on my list of five ways the world is changing for small and mid-sized businesses, and that's customer experience. So, there's technology, which seems like a very cold way of interacting, but at the same time, it's driving a desire for a better customer experience across the board. So we call this the Amazon effect, and I don't think I've invented that term, which is, you know, people shop on Amazon, and I think there's over 100 million Prime members or something like that in the U.S. 100 million families or 100 million people that are Prime members of Amazon. And people are now wanting a similar experience like that anywhere they go from whoever they're doing business with, not just big companies,
they expect,
but from small
they expect
businesses
free delivery,
as well.
Don't they?
They expect not only free delivery, but a very easy order process. They expect an easy return process. They expect a lot of selection. They expect immediate gratification. They expect all of these things.
The thing
and,
that I
small businesses go ahead.
Go ahead, Rob. Finish it up.
Yeah. Small businesses have to be playing on that level too. You know, I don't know if you're familiar with them. The company Ruby Receptionist.
Mm-hmm.
They do virtual receptionists for the phone. They just bought a chat company because they're seeing a huge opportunity for small businesses to get into the chat game.
Exactly. Yep.
And which they I think they need to.
Hold on to that thought. One of the things I'll remind you about, folks, is you don't have to mirror Amazon's experience, but you do have to try. You do have to be in the race. You don't have to win the race with Amazon, but you have to be in the race. 22, right back with Rob Levin. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.